Who's that guy?
Good to be back. What?
I haven't seen you in a very long time.
Oh, really? You've forgotten me already.
Yeah, well, there was the week I was away, and then there was the week I got back and didn't realize that it was
That
Thursday,
you're
and
away.
yeah,
Yeah.
and so I was away.
You messed up there, didn't you?
Was there any attempt to get a fill-in host while I was away, or
No, of course.
not?
No,
Nah.
shit, no. Can't do it without you.
Nah. Well, we've only got five to go after this, so you know.
Is that right?
Any fill-in guests would have been one less.
We could have gotten Adam Shell.
You guys are busy doing your other podcasts.
No, not that one, the other one.
Oh, that makes sense. Fair enough.
Geez, you fucking walked into that one, didn't you? Have you got
What's happening?
opinion?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've cracked this one already. I've got this mountain culture. I told you about this, didn't I? I got a delivery from Ben from Mountain
Yes.
Culture, who has previously supplied me sponsored beverages, not from Mountain Culture, but he's only recently started
Right.
working there. He gave me a six pack of six completely different unique beers, none of which were status quo.
Oh,
And they've been
well,
sitting in my fridge because I've been saving them for the podcast. So
I've got
there you
sponsored
go.
beer.
You do as well.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Hang on. What's going on with this fucking? You need to zoom in on yours. Oh, fuck. Right, that'll do. Nice.
I've got the Hiker Horizon Hazy Pale Ale at 4.5% ABV
Oh,
and
nice.
440 mils in the can.
That's a big can. This is an American Pale Ale,
Exactly. Do you know what? You
5%.
know what's
So,
even bigger than a 440 mil can?
500 mil can.
No, 24 440 mil cans. Because guess who's muling 24 440 mil Hiker cans to Sapporo next
Oh my
Tuesday?
God, really?
Yeah,
Why
fucking
do you need
hell.
that many of them?
Because they want eight of each. There's went in 3 years, and they want eight
Wow.
of each.
Okay.
So what's happening is because I'm flying Virgin Platinum, so I get two 32-kilo suitcases. So I've got to buy a shitty suitcase tomorrow, unless anyone's got one that they want to give away. So the plan is to fly it up to Haneda. I've got 2 nights in Tokyo on the way to Sapporo, and when I get to Haneda, I'm going to do Kuroneko,
What's that?
Black Cat. So in Japan, you can do luggage-free tourism. Right, so you can go to this company called Yamato Transport, and their logo is a black cat. So they call it Kuroneko, which means black cat.
Okay, well.
And you basically say, here's my hotel where I'm checking in, blah 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 blah. You send an email to the hotel saying I'm sending some luggage Kuroneko. Here's my name. Here's my check-in date, and they courier your luggage.
Oh, nice. Okay,
Yeah.
well, I feel better that there was absolutely no chance I was going to know what the fuck you were talking about. The way you said it to me is like I should know what you're talking about. But no.
Yeah, and so that's so that I've got to do that at Haneda when I get in. Hopefully, it won't be too bad.
So you're going to chuck the suitcase out over there. That's the idea.
Probably.
Right.
It's only a one-way trip.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll keep it. I don't know. It depends how I'm feeling and that sort of thing. So,
Maybe you could bring 24 back in different establishments.
yeah, but then I get in trouble with ATR with
Customs.
customs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Border force. Oh, bless you. You're sneezing and you're very polite and muting yourself
I
when you're
am muting
sneezing.
myself. Yeah. So if you're watching the video, that's what's going on. Lucky no one watches us on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. It's like, I'm scared to watch us. This
Yeah.
beer is delicious.
Nice. This is very good too. I've got three more there. I kept the 8% double red out of the pitcher just in case I'm tempted to drink it on a school night. But yeah, shout out to Mountain Culture, who are in our
Yeah,
list of
awesome.
things to talk about today as well.
Okay, cool.
But can we kick things off? I've got a question for you because
Yeah.
I see you've been working on your scooter in your
I
garage. So you
did.
must,
I made it go faster.
right. So you must know the answer to this question,
Sure.
the hypothetical question, right?
Right, yeah.
So engines have moving parts and whatnot, cylinders, and there's explosions and shit going off.
Yep.
Not your scooter engine. Well, it does, but
It
let's just
does,
say
yes.
hypothetically a four-cylinder engine in a different type of vehicle, right?
Okay.
You
Like
got the
the hairdresser's car.
something like that. Something like that. Probably a slightly larger vehicle, but same concept applies.
Okay.
So you got the fuel that goes in there, it explodes, and the cylinders go up and down, and that turns the
Yes.
flywheel and the rest of it. What does the oil do?
What do you mean? What
Well,
does the oil do? You've
when
got to
you
put
put
oil
oil
in the
in a
car.
car, what does that
Yes.
do?
Well, there's a lot of metal on metal rubbing that happens inside an engine.
Right.
Right. So if you start at the top of the engine, you'll have a camshaft, which is a rotating piece of metal, which pushes down on another piece of metal to make the valves open and close. And then you've got the piston going up and down in the cylinder. That's metal on metal friction. And then
Seems
at the
like a bad
bottom
idea.
end, well, that's why you have oil. It stops
Right.
the friction,
I
right?
see.
And so you, and at the bottom end, you have the bearings for the crank and the con rod goes up and down. And they're actually swimming in a sump of oil,
Wow, that's a lot
right?
of oil.
And so yeah, that's why you need oil. I noticed that your car got towed the
Well,
other
I'll get to that because
day.
so when so in with modern vehicles, you get the little light that comes up, right? And it tells you it's just a little, it
An
looks like an
oil
oil.
pressure light, yes.
Yeah, it looks like, well, okay, now I know that's what that is, but it looks like a little oil thing. So, right. So that was on the car
Yes.
quite some time, indicating to me
Oh
that
shit.
I should.
How long are we talking?
Well, it's not my car. I don't, it's not my car. I don't pay attention to
Whose
these
car was
things.
it?
It's Aaron's car.
What sort of car is it?
So, well, it was a 2017 Kia Sportage.
Okay. And so the
And, but
oil
this is a
light came on.
hypothetical. Yeah, so the hypothetical scenario. Anyway, I'm not
Brilliant.
talking about it. So, okay, so the oil light comes on. And hypothetically, if you were to ignore that situation,
Yes.
right? But
Yes.
because life gets in the way, you go on holidays, you don't think about
Sure.
it. You think it would be fine. You know, there's probably some left in there. You know what I mean? Like not.
Yes.
Might be a little bit less than you want, but
Yep.
and then if you're like driving behind a slow car, right, on an on-ramp to a freeway,
Yes.
and you want to get past that car,
Yes. You put your foot on the
because of all the metal
accelerator.
on metal, it's probably a bad idea to floor it to.
Well, yes, that's because more rotation means more metal on metal friction.
Right, I see. Okay, well that explains a lot. Thank you for that.
What happened? Well, no. What happened?
But no, we got a long docket to get through. We got
No, you're not getting off the fucking hook that easy. I saw you on Instagram the other day, 4 hours on the side of the road. Can I tell you what the little red oil light means?
go on.
It's not like the fuel light where, oh, you're running out of petrol, you should go fill up soon. That's it's red because as soon as the oil light comes on, it means you must immediately stop the engine of the car because it's not there's no oil in the bottom to be able to suck up to the top of the engine to lubricate the engine. It is you must stop now light.
Well, it definitely should say that.
That's why it's red.
I know it's red, but there was a lot of lights on this
So
dash, and lots of different
how
colors
long were
looked like
you
a fucking
driving with the
Christmas
oil
tree.
light on?
Well, there was holidays in between, but I would say
Because
possibly
it's
weeks.
basically in the sump, there's like a pool of oil, right? And
Not
there's
in
a
this
pump.
case.
Well, clearly not, but in a normal engine, there's a pool of oil and there's a pump, and it pumps the oil up to the top, and then it trickles back down back into the sump, and it goes around and around and around.
That
The
makes
moment
sense.
that there's no oil, right, oil pressure, it means that there's nothing for the pump to suck,
Yeah.
and then there's no oil at the top, and you get straight metal on metal friction, and that's bad right from the moment it happens.
Right. So you would say in that situation, the overtaking was bad, but the couple of weeks, give or take, leading up to that was probably not good either.
That engine was probably already cooked.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's cooked now.
Yeah. What's the engine worth on a 2017 Kia Sportage? It's got to be at least 5 or 6 grand, easy.
Well, depends if you ask Kia or it depends if you ask some dude that's mates with some other dude. And I've done both. Should we do an over under? Just a quick one before we move on?
Yeah. Why not? I would say. Can I want to guess the Kia
Just
one?
you can just guess, yeah.
Kia one's going to be over 10 grand.
Okay.
Easily.
And the mate who knows a mate who knows another mate.
He, your mate who knows the mate will probably get one, pick up a second-hand reconditioned donk from Wreckers or something like that. And probably maybe to change it out and everything like that, five or six, maybe seven.
Okay, well, the Kia option, Kia gave us two options.
Yeah.
One is because the car's out of warranty, you can
Yeah.
submit an application to Kia to get them to fix it for you for free. But it costs you $800 to do that, and they may not say
They're
yes.
going to say no because you didn't have a wheel in it.
Well, there's that. It's also due, well overdue for service,
Okay.
and hasn't been particularly well looked after, which I can only claim some responsibility for,
Yes.
not the
Okay.
entire responsibility.
Yes.
That was one option. The other option was replace the engine for $30,000.
That was your mate, the mechanic.
No, that was Kia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my mate is the mate of the other mate was
You could buy a
$15,000.
new Sportage for that.
It's a fucking $60,000 car.
Yeah.
Not
How
anymore,
much was your mate?
obviously.
That's well above what I was anticipating for a new
Yeah,
engine.
same. Back in the day, I've replaced a few engines. I remember it costing $500, but I guess things have
Yeah.
changed.
Yeah, I did. I blew up the Commo, my first Commo, one of my second ever car, BB Commodore, and had the old red motor in it. And it's a red motor or blue motor? Blue motor, which is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And it was $1,800 back in 1993 or something like that.
Yeah, not the case anymore. So anyway, off
How much
topic,
is your
but
mate's how much is your mate's option?
15 grand. So the car's worth about 15, 16, 17, 18 grand. It's not in
As it
particularly good
is.
shape. No. Like the car, if it was perfectly healthy,
Yeah.
it's worth zero now. We're close to it.
Well, you'll get a wrecker to take it.
Yeah.
And they
Not for
might give you
much.
a couple of grand for it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Shit. That's no good, mate. That's an expensive little mistake to make
Yeah.
there. I thought you were going to talk about oil for the outboard engine for the boat.
No, it's a good point. That is a good
Did you
point.
end up getting that going?
No. Oh, I had oil issues there as well. No, I didn't get it going. We were going on holidays. I tried the suggestions from the people in the group and ChatGPT. I replaced one of the fuel lines. Oh, I replaced a connector on one of the fuel lines.
Yes. But you had
I
no
replaced the
spark.
fuel. What's that?
Because well you put the starter bastard in it and it
Yeah.
didn't go.
No.
So that's no spark, mate. So you do whatever you want with the fuel line.
Well, no, but I did that. I did that first. Well, yeah, but I could tell. Well, I could only tell because I asked ChatGPT, but there was no pressure in the fuel line because the little, and once I pulled it off, I could see the little O-ring was missing. So I replaced that, and then that didn't work. I tried to start your bastard, that didn't work. So there's no spark, but there's battery, like it's turning over. So my next thing was just to take it somewhere and get it serviced because I was going to sell it because obviously, we don't use it anymore. Now I definitely have to sell it because I need to probably buy an air and a car.
Need the money. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Anyway,
no good.
let's get on with more important, more fun
Yeah.
things. You have some good news.
Yeah, I
Well, I
was in
don't know if I
Melbourne.
truly believe this, but apparently you've met this Louis G character.
I've met Louis G. Yeah.
So tell me
Myself
about this.
and Matty Wolf and Mazen met Louis G.
So how did this happen?
Well, I was in Melbourne to go down to Brownstone, and some post in the group or something like that, and said that I was heading to Melbourne. It's the reason why we weren't doing the show or something like that. And he says, "Oh, you're in town?" I went, "Yeah." He said, "Drop me a DM." And he dropped slides into my DMs, and I said, "I'm having a beer with Mazen on Friday. You want to join us?" And he's like, "Yeah, right." So we wind up at the Catfish in Fitzroy. Matty Wolf just happened to be in town as well, which was hilarious because he was down seeing his mum or something like that. And his mum lives not far away. And I said, "Oh," he says, "Are you serious? You're in Melbourne?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll come for a beer." I went, "Yeah, no worries." So we're at the Catfish. And Louis G rocks up. He's a real person.
So, and that was on a race weekend too, right? This was 2 weeks. This
It
was
was,
last weekend.
yes. Yeah,
Weekend before, maybe.
it wasn't Monza. It was what was it? Hungary, wasn't it?
So he's not an F1 driver. We know that. Or he's not associated with F1 in any way. Okay, for the
Quite.
audio listeners, Hando's doing some
Kind
weird
of.
hand
Kind
movement.
of.
And
You know?
so you sent me a photo of him, and his entire face
Yes.
is covered. So I don't really have any evidence that this is
Yeah, but that's
true.
what he looks like, though. He's the
With
he looks like
emoji.
the monocle emoji, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So he's a real person. I mean, he
He's a
must
real
be.
person. The one thing one thing I will say, you know how his name is Luigi,
Yeah.
right? His name's Luigi.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's his name.
Right, Luigi, like the Super
Luigi.
Mario type thing. Is he
Yeah.
Italian or?
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds like he's an F1 driver. Yeah, are you sure he's not an F1 driver? He likes motorsport. He's
He
involved in
loves
motorsport in
motorsport,
some way.
yes, of course, yes, loves F1.
Interesting.
Yeah, but he was a top bloke, and had a good time hanging out with him and learned a lot about him and all that sort of thing. He travels a lot, and as we know, yeah, he's a good guy, and a lot of fun to hang out with and have a beer with and that sort of thing, and very down to earth. You would get along really well with him, actually.
That is so funny. It
Yeah,
was
you
that's
would
it's almost
definitely get
like a
along with
blind
him.
it's a blind podcast date, sort of.
Well, what he did allude to is that if we do the Boston the Brewer wrap up party at the German Club in Brisbane in November,
Yeah.
when I get back from Japan, I think he was thinking about coming up for it.
Oh no. Wow, that's true dedication.
So if we lock something in and tell people about it, then he maybe will buy a plane ticket and come up, and you can actually see a monocled emoji in the flesh.
In person. Is he involved in the beer industry at all, or ever has been?
No.
No, he's just a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who ran
Being
into
very
us by a
cagey with
complete
your answers.
accident. Well, I'm trying to protect his identity and his mysteriousness.
Right, okay.
Because he asked, and so I'm like, okay, cool. So no, not in the beer industry. No.
Right. But then if he comes to the thing, then he's going to be exposed. I'm going to see him. Everyone's going
Yeah,
to
but
see him. And
that's how he wants to end things with the podcast. So
wow.
to
He'd
reveal
probably come and
all.
he's wearing like the Stig's helmet or something.
No,
He's
he will be wearing a
drinking through
monocle
a straw.
emoji. But
That.
good guy, good guy. You guys are getting along great guns, definitely.
Nice. Oh, that sounds very cool.
Yeah.
How's Mazin going? I haven't heard from him. He doesn't ring me anymore,
He's
which is
good.
fine.
He's doing good. He's doing well. He's plodding along with hawkers, and things are going okay. He's big into the exercise and riding, and we exchanged low calorie recipes, and it was good, because like I'm on a bit of a cutting phase at the moment, trying to watch the calories and stuff like that, which is all going to go out the window once I go to Japan. But yeah, but he's doing well. He's doing well.
Nice. Oh, that's good. I'm just going to crack this mountain cocktail. I didn't drink the other one really quickly. I cracked it before the show, just
That didn't even touch
in
the
case.
fucking sides, did it for you?
These are all pretty fresh too. This is a fucking treat. Thanks, Ben. What a legend. Might be the best fucking sponsored beer haul. Might be the last one too. It probably is the last one. Last sponsored beer, because there's only five episodes to go. That's probably the end of it. So thanks for that. Speaking of mountain culture, they're taking over Atomic. So there's your first news item.
In Redfern.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really interesting place. Isn't mountain culture making a big play for venues in Sydney, CBD, or Sydney, Greater
Yeah,
Sydney,
isn't
or
that like just around the corner from Marrickville? Yeah.
Not far at all.
It's a good spot.
It is a good spot, and it's on the main road heading through Redfern and that sort of thing. And
Yeah.
I wonder if they took it over. Does it say in the article whether the brewery was still there, or
Did
just
they
the
have a
venue.
brewery there? I guess they
Yeah, there
did.
was. Yeah, I think they did. Well, there was a plan for it to be.
Yeah, I never went in there. Yeah, don't know. I never went in there, but I remember seeing it from the outside. It was closed the day I walked past, and it looked like a pretty serious, decent
Yeah.
venue. But this can
It's
only be
like
good news, right?
two or three platforms up a hill. Like that's the slab of the shed, how it looks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
It's on a
pretty good.
corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is good. They make fucking good beer. I would be way more likely to go to a Mountain Culture tap room there than I would be to a, not that there's anything wrong with good drinks, but you know,
Yeah.
bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. It doesn't look like. Oh, it's hard to tell if there's like a pallet of cans in the background. Hard to
Yeah,
say.
I don't recall them having a brewery there, but yeah, like I said, I didn't go in there.
Yeah, interesting. Good stuff, mate. And then
Speaking
another
of
play in Sydney.
breweries, yeah, Felons to open another waterfront venue. So it sounds like this group that owns the Howard Smith Wharves have just taken over the Manly Wharf.
That's correct.
So they're doing just the same thing, which
Yeah.
so the
Yeah.
Manly is the Manly Wharf on it's on the is it on the harbour side of Manly, right?
That's correct. Yes, I'm
Right.
just off the Corso.
Where Four Pines used to be, or well, possibly still are. I don't.
Yeah, 4 points on the other side of the Corso.
So is the wharf facing the ocean or facing the
Yeah,
harbour?
no, facing the harbour.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, what a great idea, you know. It's I don't know how they're going to keep up with all the fucking beer production because they can't expand the brewery at Howard Smith Wharves. But
No, well, they mention in here that they do want to brew there, but I don't think it's a very big space.
I don't think it's a very big space either. If they do it, good on
Yeah, fuck, they'll
them.
figure it out. They contract brew
But
somewhere, it wouldn't matter, would it?
I don't think that would be in Tom Champion's nature to
But
contract brew.
he doesn't own the thing, does it? He wouldn't
No,
he
but he heads up the operations and then there's Link as well. I don't think that they would. I
Right.
think that with Felons' culture as I know it, you know, it's a very inclusive culture. It's something that they hold very dearly to all of the staff, and you know, they're probably doing a lot of work in the background to make sure that the Felons culture is a thing in Sydney, you know, 1,000 kilometres away.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I don't think it would be in their nature to go and contract brew their product. I'm not saying that they wouldn't. It just wouldn't. And if they did, cool. It's a business decision, but
Yeah.
it just seems it
Might
would
sting a
be
bit.
out of character, I think, for a company like
Yeah.
Felons.
It's not the most genuine way to go about building a brewery, I suppose. Is that
No. I think they'll try and put the love into the beer as best as they possibly can at Howard Smith Wharves and ship the beer down, and that means more to them than having it produced somewhere cheaper, you know. I mean,
when
have a look at
they
I'm looking at the photo of like is Dean and Dean Romeo and Tom Champion and what's his name? Adam Flaskus, and they've got signs of Felons Crisp, and I just know that it's Felons Crisp because it's just such a fucking beautiful looking beer. And you just it's hard to replicate that beer.
when I first went to Felons was very early on, and they were already then talking about building another brewery somewhere to brew.
They may well build themselves another brewery. I wouldn't
Yeah.
put that beyond them. But I don't think that they would contract brew.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I'm sure they'll crush it. Very good. All right. IBA calls for submissions for economic data needs analysis, which I think is a, it looks like a great idea that gathering information, but it was a bit confusing in here because they kind of say in here that they say Coley Lethbridge encourage all independent breweries, regardless of their membership status, to contribute data. But then you click on the survey link and you have to be logged into the members area as a member to access it.
Yeah.
So that's confusing. But if you are a member, then this is your opportunity to
Yeah,
get that information.
exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously you need the data. You need to survey the industry to determine what the industry needs going forward and what it's worth, and that's how you do your lobbying, because you can't just pull a number out of your butt and just go do some lobbying and say, oh, we generate this number of dollars. They're going to say, can you quantify that? We surveyed our members and that sort of thing. This is an important piece of work, but I took a look at the last, like the last, what's the name of the bloody magazine the IBA do? They send out the fancy website thing. They were not looking good financially, and with the like the and the, I think they said something like they've exhausted all of the grant funding and all that sort of stuff, and it just didn't the outlook for the IBA did not look great right
Maybe
now.
my prediction at
And
the end of last year about them collapsing this year might come to
well, the
fruition
IBA
after
needs
all.
money, and the thing is, right, is that they need money. They need money for lobbying, right?
Well, they need
But
money just to stay afloat, right?
well, this is absolutely, they need money to stay afloat. They said in the last thing they've let Chev go as their events coordinator and that sort of thing. And this is the thing that I don't understand is that, when I spoke to Bob Peace, who's the president of the American Brewers Association, the BA, they understand their revenue does not come from their members' dues, their membership dues. Their revenue, the BA's revenue, comes from CBC, it comes from the GABF, it comes from World Beer Cup. And some other thing, right? And as in addition to members' dues, so what are those things? They're events, right? And the money comes from the events. And right now, and you have a look at the type of events that the BA run. They run a consumer-facing event in the GABF, right? They run two competitions, the GABF and World Beer Cup, right? And they run a trade-facing event, CBC, right? The IBA doesn't do that, right? And they cancelled BrewCon this year, and if it goes ahead next year, I'd be very surprised.
I mean, if they don't have an events person, it's going to be pretty hard to do an
It's going to be
event, isn't
hard
it?
to do, exactly, right? And so the only money-making event that the IBA currently has is the Indies. They own Good Beer Week. Right. So they have the ability to do some modicum of a consumer-facing event. They've got the competition thing locked away, which is great. That's a good thing. But they don't run the trade show. They didn't run their trade show this year.
It's tough.
I mean, granted, it was in Perth. It was a long way for people to go. The industry's not doing great at the moment. I hope it comes back next year. Because the IBA needs the money, and I appreciate it costs money to put these events together, but the IBA needs the money, and if they don't, if they and it's not going to come from member dues.
Well, I mean, that was why part of the reason I thought they wouldn't last this year is because they do get all their money from members, and all their members are collapsing, and they just seem to be fizzling away in relevancy, which is sad. I think the benchmarking thing's a good idea, though. I mean, maybe not now. Maybe it doesn't matter now.
100%.
But the BA in America have a thing like a financial. Their resources are very good, and I'm obviously no longer a member. But when I did have a brewery, we were a member of just to get, to get their resources. And they have a financial. They only released it very recently, like a financial benchmarks, industry benchmarks resource, which would be really good. I feel like that would be something that would be a great asset for people in Australia to sort of know things like GPs and margins, retail margins, that kind of stuff
As in
that
what you should
people,
be making.
or what other people are making. I mean, it's just good to look at what you're doing versus other people and have some benchmarks to where you're at, even if it's sort of anonymous.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's the intention of this thing.
Yeah.
I just needed to
Who
get admitted
knows?
while I was silent.
You're really good at that, hey?
Yeah, I've got this, I don't know, there's a lot of dust down here now that I live in a basement and don't have a car and just live as basically a hobbit. Things are going well. All right.
Dungeon.
No. Oh no. That's gonna stick, isn't this one was an interesting one. So I don't know if you'd seen this, but apparently the ASU, I'm not a fan of unions. I know you are, but apparently they are, which seems a weird group to bring this idea, but they're sort of putting the idea out there that they change the voluntary administration rules so that independent unsecured creditors are the ones that get to vote when companies go put up a docker, which is basically
Yes.
saying that, you know, we've talked on this show about the kind of the Dainton situation, the Black Ops situation, where like
Yes.
all these suppliers get fucked over, and then these other investors who were investors in the company anyway just end up owning the company, and suppliers just get completely fucked.
Of course.
And this got my attention because they interview Chris from East Coast Canning,
Yes.
who says, and I put the it's an AFR article. I put a link in our show notes, but
Yes, yes,
it's
yes.
a it's kind of sometimes lets you look, sometimes doesn't it? But I put the text in the article for you, and it mentions in here that he's been through seven of these as a
Yep.
supplier in the last 18
Yes.
months,
Yeah.
which is just fucking terrifying. I mean, can you imagine? He says his business is 30, 40% down, and he's lost hundreds
Yes.
of thousands of
And
dollars because of
he's lost
these.
money, yeah,
Yeah,
because
I
of
mean,
the
that's just.
VAs. Yep.
So yeah, I think it's good they've put a face to the name for this, because we've been talking about this for a long time, that it's not just, you know, the drinkers celebrate when the brand goes back into business, but what about all the suppliers and the investors who get completely fucked in the
Agree,
process?
agree. Yeah, look, and I 100%. I feel for Chris Kelly. He's a bloody top bloke, and doesn't deserve this to happen to him. Right, it's a phenomenal amount of money to use seven times, having to go to creditors meetings, you know, for all of the different businesses that have gone into VA and all that sort of stuff. It's shit, right?
And only to not really have a say in those meetings because the bigger guys kind of get their way.
Well, that's where I disagree. He does get a say, and I think that
Right.
it shows very little understanding of the administration process. Remember, there are up to three votes on whether a docker goes up or gets voted down,
Yeah.
right? One vote is one creditor, one vote,
Yep.
which includes the staff. So the staff get a vote, right? And that becomes the first vote, right? And then there's a vote on $1, one vote, right? And if the creditor vote goes one way and the dollar vote goes the other way, then the administrator gets the casting vote,
Yeah.
right? So I don't think that the administration process needs an overhaul,
Right.
right? Because he already gets a say. He doesn't like the outcome, and I understand that. Right, but I think that in a shitty situation like administration, it has to be some order to it,
Yeah,
right?
no, that's true.
It's got to be orderly,
Yeah.
right? And most importantly, it's the workers need protection, right? Before someone who is a business person, because the thing is, right? And what Chris Kelly didn't do, and I'd be happy to have a conversation with him about it, right, is if he has an alternate point of view and that sort of thing, he runs the business. He's extended a line of credit to businesses,
Yeah.
right, and has taken a risk, right, because he runs his business. Okay. And when you go and extend that
But he won't.
credit,
But yeah. But he won't get any work if he doesn't have credit. It's part of the deal.
absolutely, but you've got to have a credit policy as well.
He, but
Every good
he's gone into
business.
business with people who've told him that their business is solvent, and the things are fine, and he's done business with for a very long period of time, and probably haven't told him that they can't actually pay him.
You know as well as I do that the process of going into go, like the process of heading towards VA is a very slow train wreck, right? Doesn't happen
Well,
overnight.
not necessarily. Well,
And
not necessarily.
there's that list of 14 things that businesses do when
Yeah,
they,
but
you
I wonder
know,
if they communicate that to their suppliers.
no, fuck no,
Of course
they
they don't.
would.
Of course
No
they don't.
way. But there would be obvious signs that there would have been cracks in there. And usually there's like, you know, the companies that are heading to in financial difficulty will always negotiate with their suppliers. Oh, let's do this canning run, we'll pay you for this one, one in, one out, you know, all that sort of
Yeah.
thing, right? And that's and I'm sure Chris is probably going, oh, you know, I really want to support these guys, I want to help them out and all that sort of thing, help them trade their way out of this. And you know, Bitani does the same and Crimalt does the same. They're bigger companies, he's not, right? But it still takes the risk, and you have to be very calculating around that. It's not just the mobile canning, and they actually sell a lot of cans and that sort of thing now, like printed cans and stuff
Yeah.
like that,
Yeah.
which is physical goods. So he's probably lost money on probably printing a whole bunch of cans, which have, for example, got the Burnley logo on them, you know, or something like
Yeah.
that, that he can't sell to anyone else,
Yeah.
right? Because they've got the fucking Burnley logo on it. You can't just scrub them off, you know. So he's stuck with that, you know. And
But
it's difficult for a small business to create, to have a credit policy and enforce it with other small businesses, because it's all about relationships and stuff like that.
Yeah, the credit policy doesn't solve this
And
problem. I think the
no,
point
not at
they're making
all.
is like $100,000 or whatever the number is to his business is something that could completely destroy his life as he knows it.
Yeah,
Whereas like
exactly.
$1 million to the ATO is a meaningless number that means nothing to anybody,
That's right.
and they get all of this say in the situation, and he gets none of the say. And so I don't necessarily agree that like the staff are going to vote for the docker because they've been told by the managers that everything is going to be okay, and they'll vote for the docker and they'll keep their job and everything. They're going to get their distributions anyway because they'll be secured at
They
some
get
point.
paid first, yes.
Plus, if it's a decent enough sized business, more often than not, some other business is going to go in there with different ownership, different investors, probably a different brand, and probably rehire a lot of the staff anyway. His business is probably going to get completely fucked. He's probably going to lose all of his staff and never see them again. They'll go work somewhere else. So I don't know. I don't know enough about the laws if they need to be changed, but I
Well,
feel his
but
pain, and I think
it's
that message is
interesting.
important.
It's interesting what he said here, right? He said basically both want creditors' meetings confined to independent claims and for related party entities who often have more at stake to be excluded from decisive votes in the administration process. So he's saying just because I'm small, my vote should count more.
Well, the related party thing's an interesting one,
But the
because
thing
I,
is, right, what are the related parties he's talking about?
well, that's the thing. I think what's going on is the related parties are not necessarily part of the VA process. They're just around to capitalize and kind of angle the thing in a way that kind of leaves with them being on top. Like the people who buy these companies out when they're in VA may not be creditors. They may not be involved in the
No, but
creditors
that's not what
process.
that paragraph says.
No, but that, no, I know,
It's
but I think he's
saying
confused
that
about that.
it's saying that creditors meetings both want creditors meetings confined to independent claims and for related party entities who often have more at stake to be excluded from decisive votes. But the thing is, that already exists,
Well,
right?
what I think what they're
You
saying
have
is
the
they
one.
don't.
No. It already exists because you have the three votes. You have one creditor,
Yeah.
one vote, and then you've got the $1 one vote. They are already excluded from one of the votes, or their power around their vote is excluded, because I could be owed $20, you
Yeah.
know, from such and such brewery that's gone into VA, and you're owed $1 million. Well, we have the one creditor, one vote. That's we get one vote each, but in the dollars vote, you get 1 million votes, and I get 20
Yeah.
votes.
But doesn't that mean that basically the decision is always made by the administrator, which is
Not necessarily.
or the ATO? I mean, it's the ATO
Not
say
no, not
yes
necessarily.
or
Not necessarily.
But it is exactly what's happened.
Well, in the instance of breweries, yes, but this, but VA is not just about breweries, right? And
No,
this
no,
is the order that comes from.
but you're saying yes, he has a vote, but what he's saying is my vote is meaningless because the ATO are just letting these things go through, and there's no point in me having a vote.
But the ATO can vote any way that they want, like any other creditor.
Right, but they haven't.
That's the point. Is that in the vote of one creditor, one vote, Chris Kelly's vote is equal to the ATO.
Yes, but if that vote is not the same as the ATO's vote on the dollar vote, it means nothing. Right?
Such is the
Which is
nature of
what's
business.
happened every time. Yeah, no,
And that's
I
and
get
such is
that.
the nature of
I
business.
get that,
That's
but
the order.
yeah.
That's the orderly way that it's got to be worked out. If you can think of a better way that's orderly, that you can come up with a way for every voice that is accredited to be heard, I'm sure it would have been done. But it's just this is the system that we've got. If there's a better way, cool. But I just think that excluding. I mean, he's saying confined to independent claims. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I wonder what that means
What's an
too. I mean,
independent claim?
yeah.
Is he independent? Is
Yeah, he's
the
saying
ATO, you
small
know?
businesses, I think.
Yeah, but then you've got to go into fucking corporations law to define what independent means. It's
Yeah.
the system is the way that it is because it's the least worst thing that could happen,
Well, Coopers wouldn't
right?
get a vote. We
In
know that.
what?
Coopers, they're not independent. They're not part of the
No,
IBA.
I don't know if that's what he means by independent, but do you see what I mean? Is that like I
I
get
see what
it.
you
It's a
mean,
shit.
but
It's
I
a
don't.
shit situation,
It is a
and
shit
he's been
situation.
burned. He's been
Yeah.
burned badly, and I really feel for him. But his vote counts equally to the ATO's, and if the ATO don't vote the same way that he votes, well, that's their fucking choice.
Yeah. I
That's
don't
their
believe there's not
choice.
a better way to do it. I feel like what's going on and what's gone on many times is not right, and there is a better way. I don't know what it is, but definitely penalties for some of the shit that's gone on would change. Which changes the
Agreed.
way some of this shit works.
Yes.
There needs to be a much stronger incentive
It
for
is,
people to
but
trade,
VA
to not trade
exists
in Sol.
to, yes, yeah, exactly. It's hard and it's expensive to chase, to
Yeah.
prosecute people and businesses that are trading insolvent. It's
Yeah.
because the forensic accounting you've got to do to go through that is mind-boggling, right? Even for the smallest of business, right? I mean, you what was his name? What's his name from Worrells? What was his name again?
Chris
Fucking
Cook.
Chris. Yeah, Chris Cook. He said, we've dealt with some businesses who've gone to VA that had no fucking paperwork whatsoever, and we're trying to
Yeah.
unravel it.
Yeah.
They
Yeah,
just didn't keep
I don't know if
records.
necessarily just, it's a crime, isn't it? So I don't know if necessarily just prosecuting all of these cases is what's needed, but there needs to be some kind of incentive for people to not. I don't know what the answer is, but what's going on in a lot of these cases is pretty bad. And I think if the suppliers had some intel on what was actually going on in these businesses, they would, like you say, tighten up their policy. And, but it's much easier said than done. I have this problem in my business too.
I think you've just got to have from the outset when you start a relationship as a small business. To understand that when you provide service on credit terms, is that you're giving your client a loan. And every person who goes into business knows that cash is king. My father used to drum this into me, and he was shit with money. But he always used to say, cash is king. And I never understood what that meant until Brewcott went under. Because it wasn't the fact that the business wasn't profitable, it's we ran out of cash to pay the bills. Making the sale is one thing, but getting paid for that means more.
Yeah, it's fucking shit. I have the problem in my business too. Chasing money is the worst.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand Chris Kelly's frustration with it. I really, really do. And I hope he will be okay,
Me too, because I mean,
because he's a
yeah.
good guy, right? And but I disagree that the rules need to be changed. They're not fair, but they're the least worst option. Perhaps he's got some alternative, and I'd be happy to have a chat with him.
Yeah.
It's
All right.
interesting.
Let's do. We've got a couple of. Oh, let's do 12 questions, and then we'll
Why is
only got a
there a
couple of
why is the why is
Hendo-reacts.
there yeah why is there a hand that says don't click?
Well, because it's I've got a it's a HR quiz. It's a new.
Okay.
It's very quick. Don't worry. It's not going to
Okay, right,
like
we'll
take
do
your
12
mind or
questions
anything.
then.
We'll do the 12 questions. I don't know if it is anyone left in our group because they haven't been in there for like 3 weeks, and who knows what's going
Yeah.
on in there.
Oh,
Let's have
it's
a
probably
look.
12 left.
Let's go the old all. Oh no. Paul James question. Is Dan's car working again? Well, my car, the good news is
Is
my
your car's
car is
fine?
working perfectly.
Yep. How's your boat?
My boat is in good shape. It's in the front driveway. It's looking good. It's
It's
got
got
fuel in
oil.
it. It's got
It's got
oil.
oil
I
in
don't
it.
know if it's got oil in it, but there's oil there that I can put in it if needed.
Aaron's
So
car,
that's
not
the
so
good news.
much.
What's that?
Aaron's car, not so much.
Well, you didn't ask about that, so we won't go into
Yeah,
that.
okay, fair enough.
Craig
Well.
Maiden question: how do we stop the bleeding? The industry is taking hit after hit. Tumut River and Burnley Brewing both closed in the last week. Bloodhound Bar in Brisbane. Yeah, I saw that. That's a shame.
Yep.
There is a widening gap between the big and the small players in the industry, and it seems the rich are getting richer. Well, I don't know if anyone's getting richer, but yeah, I don't know, have any answers for this. This is fucking beyond my brain cells. What about you?
Agree. I still have the opinion that we are at the bottom. Yes, and I was gutted to hear Bloodhound Bar was closing. Oh my God. He does used to be my local when I was living over in New Farm. And that was that was my go-to first date location.
Oh, wow. It's maybe too
Yeah.
much information. Thanks for
And
sharing.
now it's fucking gone. And what am I going to do? I just won't go on dates anymore.
And changing location can't be
I'm
that difficult.
celibate.
Go to Felons. There you go. There's a solution for you.
Everyone goes to Fellas. I don't want to go to Fellas.
Fair enough. It's a nice view in case you don't have a good conversation, you
Yeah.
know. Yeah. The smaller ones that operated well, that fit into their local community well, will still do well, in my opinion. And the rest are fucked. It's been my
That's
opinion
it.
for about 3 years, and it hasn't changed.
Yep, nothing's changed.
Andrew Lang, question: any decent Oktoberfest celebration in Brisbane worth checking out? Oh,
German Club.
there we go.
And also the Oktoberfest Biermuda is on Saturday.
Was going to say it's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it is Ballistic, Helios, Slipstream, and Hiker. And starting at 1 p.m., and they've got buses that go between free buses that go between them,
Wow.
and go and drink beers at all of them. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna dress up in my lederhosen and go,
Yeah, hell yeah.
because damn, I look cute in my fucking lederhosen.
That's again,
And
too much information. Oversharing, I'd call it.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be I should be there. If not, I'll just go and hang out, probably give Phil and Dan shit, maybe at Hiker or something like that, but
That sounds good.
who
Hopefully they
knows?
put some oil in those buses. That'd be my suggestion,
Yeah,
yeah.
they go better with oil.
Yeah. Right. Trent Boyle runs the oil. Question: who is going to help drink all this BIER, approximately 20% pictured? The fuck?
Is there a picture?
There's a picture of 20% BIER. Oh, that's Oh, Augustine. What's happening here? Where is this dude? Oh, this must be like a.
Is it Oktoberfest?
He must be. He must be.
Like the real one?
Maybe. Why 20%? Oh, I know. He's saying 20% of the beer is pictured. That's 20% out of 100 total kegs, and there's probably
Yeah.
about 100 kegs in that photo. So, okay, there you go.
Cool.
Don't know where he is, but Hando's going to help. If you're anywhere near
I'll
the
help.
Bermuda Square Triangle, then Hando's going
I
to
can
help.
do it.
Nick Bonner question: new kids, who dis? Carbon6brewing.com.au. That intro
Yeah.
video, the brewer. Wait, is this that weird thing we looked at?
No.
No?
No. Carbon six,
Carbon six.
in Yatala. Oh, I don't think it's Yatala, but one of the suburbs
Oh, I
near
heard
Yatala on
about
the other
this.
side. On the other side of the motorway, Rhys Richards is the head brewer there. He's formerly of Four Hearts.
Oh,
And
yeah, of
yeah, so
course.
they don't have a tap room at the moment, but they, oh, no, actually, sorry, they do takeaways,
Okay.
but they don't have a tap room. And I think they got four beers out, and they're doing good. Yeah, go try the beers. I've heard good things. Coop has tried their beers. He'll know. Ask him.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so Yetla. Let me look where they're. Oh, are they near the Oh no, that's like. Oh yeah, they're kind of opposite the
Whatever the suburb is on the other side of the moat of the M1 from Yatla.
Yeah, they're just opposite Yatla Pies. Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Question from Liam Core: what do you think of this costume? And it says low fill includes oxidized beer, adult sized costume. It's a little man with a little beer can.
Ah, it's a brewer meme. Yeah.
There we go. That's good. I give that a
Don't wear it.
6.5 out of 10. Wear that
Yeah.
to Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do two hand reacts and a HR quiz. Okay.
Okie dokie.
You can
Okie
share
dokie.
screen and click on the first two, and I'll do the quiz. All right.
Okay. All right, hang on a second. Let me share screen.
Hendo reacts, Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back, it's time to relax.
Screen? What screen am I sharing here? Screen two.
We haven't been kicked out of
Is
YouTube
that the
for a
right
while,
screen? Can you
so
see the show notes there?
I can see him. Yep.
All right. Oh, I didn't do share sound. Fuck. Share sound. All right. Can you see that now? All right. I've got to go to Elon Musk's twitter.com.
X.com. There you go.
Whatever. Oh, there's beer coming out of the. Oh, the beer's not stopping. They keep filling.
They're
Looks like some footy.
this is
Four
them
pints.
pouring beer at Wembley Stadium.
4 pints for £28.50 for the Joshua fight. And this is how they were pouring them. Yeah. It's very
This
wasteful.
it is wasteful. This reminds me very much of buying beer at the Emerald Lakes Golf Club, buying the
Yeah.
bolt of beer from the tank. This is how they pour it.
Like that with all the foam.
Just non-stop. Like I
Yeah.
they must be pouring 4 liters of beer for every schooner they pour at that joint.
That's very wasteful, isn't it?
Extremely.
Yeah.
So
Okay. HR2, Ben Fenwick, Instagram. Here we go, boys. Oh my God, he's just clicking bottle tops off the crates of beer. It's a competition,
that's
it's a
the music.
race.
Wait, are you gonna get copyright struck for the music?
Wait, sorry. Yes. I'll just go click, 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 click. He's just crushing it. He's just like
Yeah.
smashing lids off bottles of beers sitting in crates, like looks German, actually.
Yeah, I think it
He's
is
just
some kind of
going,
competition
woo.
because they're cheering him on there.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Very efficient.
Jeez, I wish I was good at something like that, eh?
Yeah, I mean, cans would be better.
What would I? Oh man, you hurt your fingers.
Yeah.
That was good. I was impressed.
All right.
All right,
So
hit
my
me with
little
the
quiz, it's an
quiz.
F1 quiz. It's called the it's not going to work if you've seen this, but it's called the Destructors Championship ranking. It's a ranking of how much money the teams have spent on each driver because they've
Yes.
destroyed their cars. Have you seen this meme? It's not a meme, it's
No.
a list. I assume it's r
Right.
real. It might not be,
Okay.
but
Logan Sargeant's got to be up there.
so you've got to what? No, so it must be just this year. I assume it's let me have, look at the money. God, how much are these things worth? Yeah, probably is just this year, I'm guessing. Let me see. Okay, so I will tell you that Logan Sargeant is not the winner of this.
Wow.
Okay. And you just have to guess who's first and who's last. The last place person is sitting at $0.
Really, has not been to car.
Top into car, and I assume it covers. I'm guessing it covers engine penalties. Oh, maybe not.
No, I think it's a crashes or.
Just trying to think. Yeah, maybe it is only. Maybe it is crashes. And do you think everyone else? There's only one person on $0.
Yeah, I can
You think
figure out who it is.
everyone's probably tapped the wall or something at some point this year, haven't they?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. So okay, so you
All right,
get
let's have a look here.
the last. No, you can't click on it. You can't
I'm
cheat.
not clicking, I'm looking at the list of drivers here.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say that the most expensive driver who's caused the most damage this year would be Kevin Magnussen.
Oh, that's a good guess, but he's not even close, actually.
Really?
He's done $1 million. So Logan Sargeant is sitting second at $3 million.
Logan Sargeant's second.
Second at $3 million. I think Magnussen has had a lot of sort of point deductions and some little taps here and there, but I don't know if he's like
Yes.
really kind of written off cars and shit, has he?
Logan Sargeant, you know, that was his last race. He binned it.
No, Magnussen, I
Oh,
mean.
yeah, okay. Well, in that case, I would probably say that it's got to be. There's been some mighty fucking crashes this year.
Yeah.
So Alex Albon binned his whole chassis in Melbourne, right?
Correct.
And that's not cheap. That's not cheap, right?
No.
To
And then he got, and
bin
then
a
didn't he get to
chassis.
drive Sargent's car because he
That's right.
smashed his own
Yes.
car?
Yeah, exactly.
So Albon is sitting in third place at 2.4 million.
Rightio. Then I think that the only logical driver that would be left there would be. It's got to be a fucking. It's got to be an Alpine.
Can I
It's
tell
got to be
you?
an Alpine. Let me guess. Let me guess.
Okay, it's not an Alpine.
It's not an Alpine. Oh
No.
shit. Okay.
You also got to keep in mind that it might,
Then Lance Stroll.
it just one more thing I'll give you is it may not necessarily be the driver's fault. It could be because someone else has crashed into them, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not you, I feel like you're picking all the shitty drivers.
Yeah. Lance
Lance Stroll
Stroll.
is fourth.
Really?
Still 1.4 million, you know. It's not
Yeah.
pocket
So
change.
who's oh, okay? So who's been crashing into someone?
I can give you one more clue if it helps.
Yeah, give me a clue. Yeah.
This person crashed very recently, and I'm just trying to remember. I don't think he was at fault. I think they ruled it a racing incident, but he was certainly not at fault for the crash. I think in the was
Which
it last
race?
race? I don't think it was the last one. I think it was the race before. It was
Right. Okay.
the race. What the fuck? Did this just change microphones? Oh no, don't do this
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah, it did. You sound weird now.
Oh.
You're okay,
Interesting.
Happy.
Right, you're gonna have to
Happy
have a
Danny.
guess.
Yeah,
Have
Danny
a
Rick.
guess.
Danny
It
Rick.
is Sergio Perez at 3.6 million.
That doesn't surprise me, to be fair. Can I
Yeah.
guess who's
Three.
got zero?
You can guess who's got zero.
That's Hamilton.
Hamilton is sitting at 320 grand.
Who the fuck's got zero? It's not George Russell. I've seen him
This
bin it
one,
badly.
I'll be honest, surprised me.
Bottas.
Bottas is sitting second last at 125 grand, which is pretty
Right.
good to be fighting at the back of the race every race and not get any damage. Not bad at all.
Well, they don't really do any racing back there.
Well, they do. I feel like they do more than they do at the
Does
front.
it include the new drivers like Colapinto and Lawson?
Well, no.
No, okay.
I assume not, no.
Joe's binned it.
Yeah, Joe's sitting at fifth, 1.4 million, so he's right next to Stroll.
Ollie Bearman hasn't really binned it.
No, but he would didn't he replace Sargent, right?
Yes. No.
So
Yeah, well, yes. Sorry. He filled in for Magnussen at Haas.
no, all right. Oh yeah, no. So he, that's right. That's right. No, but Magnussen's in here. So I think they've just got the,
The
they don't have the
Coupon
replacement drivers
drivers
in
who
here.
started the season, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Alonso?
Alonso, 1.1
He's done a
million.
bit of the job.
He must have had
He's
some
done a bit of
patches.
damage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Want me to
hit
give it
me
to
with
him?
it. Yeah.
Pierre Gasly, $0.
Huh. There you go.
There you
He's
go.
a strapping young lad. What do you think about the
Yes.
Danny Ric situation?
Oh, it's pretty sad, isn't it?
What a shitty way to go. That's typical shitty Red Bull, hey?
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, just like typical Red Bull, it's just like, yeah, there's the door, mate. See you later.
Oh, it sucks so
I
bad. I
get the
listened to, have you
situation they
heard,
were in.
have you listened to an interview with Christian Horner? There's a couple of interviews out where he
There,
talks
I
about
haven't
it.
listened to the whole thing, but I've listened to parts of it. And
Right.
he's very frank and upfront about it. He just
Yeah.
basically said what everyone was thought was going on. It was just basically we had to exercise his contract, Liam Lawson's contract, by the end of September. Otherwise, he's a free agent, and we want to know where we were going to put him. And so either we put him in the V carve, or and he might take Perez's spot in
Yeah,
the
if
Red
he's good
Bull
enough.
next
If
year.
he's good enough, it
Yeah.
sounds like he will. Well,
Yeah.
Horner's saying for 26, but what he
No,
says, he
well, if Red Bull's fucking pulled this shit this year with Danny Ric,
100%.
very sad for Danny Ric. He just didn't fire. He just didn't
Oh, but he was
fire.
so good. That's the thing I don't understand. He was so good. He was. He was outperforming Vettel and even Max at points in his career. Like, he was fast. He was proper fast.
Yeah. I just don't think Red Bull was the right place for him. And the McLaren never suited his drivers. He should never have left Red Bull in the first place.
No, but Red Bull were going bad at the time. They had this weird engine thing going on, and yeah, it was weird. It was a weird situation. But it seems very harsh just because the main Red Bull team have dropped. Well, there's two drivers in this list have been dropped by Red Bull. There's, well, three, yeah, and they haven't dropped Perez. He's fucking done $3.6 million of damage and driven a pretty atrocious year, really, other than, the first couple. And they've dropped Ricciardo, who really hasn't had that much of a bad year. I mean, he's been on and off with Yuki, but Yuki's pretty quick, and they know he's quick. It's a bummer.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'll still watch. I'm Team Oscar now.
Yeah, same. I
Oscar's
like him.
cool.
I like the guy.
All right, that's it, mate. 139
Love the
down, five
work.
to go.
I'll have to go. Love the
Oh,
work, mate.
no, next week though, right?
We can't do next week. I'm going to be judging in Japan next week, so won't be able to do. But I will probably be able to do the week after. I'll still be in Sapporo. What dates are going to be? That'll be the 17th. Yep, and I'll still be in Sapporo. And yeah, I might bring Rallis on the show.
Oh yeah, sweet. They're going
Yeah,
over.
because he's going to join me in Sapporo after. So he's in Singapore at the moment for BrewAsia, and then. He's coming over to Japan, and yeah, we're going to hang out in Sapporo for a while. So,
Oh, nice. That sounds
yeah,
good. All
nice
right.
harvest season.
Well, have a good trip. Good luck.
Yeah,
Good luck to
thanks,
Hiker
mate.
in the
I hope we won't
competition.
get earthquaked.
Oh yeah.
I'll be
Good
fine.
luck with that too.
Yeah.
See you in 2 weeks.
Later.